taken a while, but basketball in this country is finally back with Adelaide taking on Melbourne tonight in the first match of the NBL season. And it's great to have the NBL's Liam Santamaria are along to preview all of the action over the next couple of days. Hello, Liam. How excited are you that basketball is back here in Australia?
Good morning. I'm jumping out of my seat. It's been a long 10 months since we've seen NBL action on the hardwood, since the grand final series got called short back in March, but we finally arrived. We're on the opening day of the new NBL season, as you said. Melbourne and Adelaide set to tip things off, and I'm pumped. We've got a massive amount of great talent in the league once again this season. 9 teams, all who opened the season with high hopes of a big year, and we're going to be playing in front of crowds inside the home arenas. So a great way to tip things off tonight.
Yeah, it's very exciting for all basketball fans in this country. Just how much work has gone into getting this season up and going and ready to commence tonight?
A lot, of course. Behind the scenes at NBL HQ, of course, but also with each one of the clubs. And yeah, every one of our clubs around the league have their own challenges that they're dealing with right now. You know, the New Zealand Breakers have been in Australia since mid-December. They feel like there's a high chance they may not get home and sleep in their own beds at any stage over the next 5 or 6 months as they have a tilt at this year's championship. We've had teams ducking out of town, heading down to Tasmania or heading up to far north Queensland to make sure that they're on the right side of all the border restrictions and the like. And we've had a couple of revised fixtures, but look, that's just how it goes at the moment. You've got to stay nimble, you've got to stay flexible, and we are locked and loaded and ready for opening night tonight.
Yeah, and that first game between the 36ers and Melbourne kicks off tonight over there in Adelaide. And Melbourne, they're the short price favourites, not just to win tonight, but to take out the entire championship. Liam, should they be the favourites for this upcoming season?
They deserve it. Yep, they deserve that mantle for sure. They've got a two-time championship-winning coach. They've got some great local talent, Mitch McCarron, Chris Golding, and, of course, Jock Landale, the Boomer, who is the big signing for them over the off-season. And they've brought in Scotty Hobson, the star import who tore it up for the Breakers last year and just fits in perfectly for them on the wing. And they have that second import spot up their sleeve. They can use that at some point during the season. They're going to play extra games in Melbourne, all things going well, with the NBL Cup set to be held in their hometown in February and early March. So they have all things going in their favour, and I suspect they'll get off to a roaring start tonight in the City of Churches.
Yeah, what about Adelaide? They're the underdogs tonight against Melbourne. What can we expect from the 36ers this season?
Well, they've got some exciting talent on their squad, and it's about how it all comes together. They've got the teenage phenom Josh Giddey, son of NBL champion and great Warwick Giddey from Illawarra, Melbourne, and he's on his way to the NBA draft. He's an exciting young talent, and we're going to enjoy watching him this season. How does he go in the early going in the season will be interesting to watch. They've got former NBA player Donald Sloan, who, Indiana Pacers fans would know very well. How does he go to begin the season? And they've brought back big Aussie talent Isaac Humphries, who had a cup of coffee with the Atlanta Hawks last year. So they've got some great new talent. They've got a brand new head coach in Connor Henry. The Joey Wright era has come to an end in Adelaide. And we're all intrigued and curious to see how all those pieces come together for that team. There's not very high expectations on how they're going to go, but on their home floor, you never know. They might be able to cause a couple of upsets in the early going.
Can a guy like Josh Giddey, who is one of the brightest prospects in Australian basketball, make an immediate impact for the 36ers this season?
I think so. I think a lot of it depends on whether they think so, whether Connor Henry, as a brand new head coach, whether GM Jeff Van Groningen, whether their ownership, whether they all have the confidence to roll him out there, give him the ball, and say run our team. That's significant amount of playmaking responsibilities right out of the gate. He's impressed in pre-season. But there's a part of me that wonders whether they feel that same level of confidence and whether they're more inclined to kind of ease him into the season. So all those answers will be provided tonight when things tip off in Adelaide.
Yeah, can't wait for the first match of the NBL season to get underway tonight. A team that a lot of people are writing off, Liam, is the defending champions, the Perth Wildcats. And I don't know why. They've still got the best player in the league in Bryce Cotton. They've won 6 out of the last 10 championships, and they've been to the playoffs the last 34 seasons. Why are we writing off the Wildcats?
Geez, it's a very good question. Just saying that stat is, every time I hear it, and I hear it on a daily basis, it's incredible, isn't it? 34 years in a row, their team has been in the finals. And for a league that's so competitive, where there's so much evenness across and parity across the competition, it just speaks to how excellent they have been over a long period of time. But yes, there are some significant question marks hanging over this team this season. They lost Nick Kay. He's gone over and is playing in Europe, all NBL first team the last couple of years. They've had the retirement of Damian Martin, the 6-time defensive player of the year and the 6-time champion. So he's not there any longer. And they've had to make some adjustments elsewhere in their roster as well. So Rico White, the grand final MVP from 2 seasons ago, he's gone. They don't have the big fella Miles Plumlee. Their import they've brought in is a first-year pro out of Notre Dame. So there are some question marks, but you know what? It's highly likely that they just make a fool, once again, out of anybody who's writing them off. I'm not writing them off. I do think that this will be the year that their streak breaks, but I certainly are. I've got them right there on that playoff bubble amongst a couple of other teams, and they're going to need to get off to a fast start. They've got a number of home games to tip off their season. They won't play in round one, but they'll get going in round two and they'll play a few home games. They're going to need to get a couple of early wins to set themselves up for the course of this season.
Yeah, no doubt you're a brave punter if you're going to bet against the Wildcats, particularly early in the season. Just some news in the cricket. Australia have won the toss and they're going to bat first at the Gabba in that test match between Australia and India, the 4th test of the series, with that series locked at 1 apiece. We're talking to Liam Santamaria here about the upcoming NBL season, which kicks off tonight. Liam, I just want to talk to you a little bit about the South East Melbourne Phoenix as well, obviously led by Mitch Creek there. They were so good on offence last season. Have they been able to improve their defence, which was probably one of their biggest flaws last season?
Great question, and in a word, yes. That's the feeling I get about this team entering the season. I'm high on this squad. As you said, it's their second season of existence, and they finished second last year after a fast start. They completely tailed away, but I like their chances to have a really big year this season. They've made a couple of changes with their roster. They've brought in a couple of new imports whom I understand are settling in really well. Kiefer Sykes and Ben Moore, they're going to surprise some people. They've played Moneyball on a couple of free agents, Cam Glidden and Ruben Sarungi, who both kind of underwhelmed a little bit in Brisbane last year, but are ripe to bounce back in a fresh environment. And they have a fit and ready to rumble Mitch Creek, who I think is going to be an MVP contender this season. He had some soreness, in a bunch of different places throughout the second half of last year. And what was an MVP caliber campaign early sort of tailed away, but he's coming in ready to rip this league apart this season. And by all accounts and what I've seen in the preseason, they've made some big leaps defensively. And I think they're going to shock some people over the course of NBL 21.
Yeah, do you feel like he's got a little bit of a point to prove as well? Because he started last season so well and obviously had that injury towards the end of last season. Do you think he'll be absolutely raring to go?
I think so, yeah. You know, his focus over the last few years has been to make the NBA, right? And we saw him get those couple of 10-day contracts with the Brooklyn Nets, Minnesota Timberwolves, tick that big box on his, list of dreams and aspirations and on his resume. And I think now he's coming in for this season with the goal of being the best player in the NBL and leading the South East Melbourne Phoenix to a championship. Now, that's going to be difficult to do from a team perspective in year two of your existence. But to get them to the playoffs and, you know, to have an MVP caliber campaign, they are very much within reach for Mitch Creek and the Phoenix this season. And I'm high on them to get some of that done.
Yeah, here in Melbourne, we're big fans of the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. So hopefully with Mitch Creek leading them this season, they can be one of the major contenders. One of the other big guns in the league is the Sydney Kings, and they're going to look a little bit different this season without Andrew Bogut as a part of their squad. And Xavier Cooks is going to be out for a little while as well, Liam. How much responsibility now falls on the likes of Casper Ware and their star recruit, Jarrell Martin, to lift this side up the ladder?
A lot, of course. I mean, they're the two major pieces that need to come in and play really well. Yeah, a number of big outs, of course. A new-look squad, Andrew Bogut retiring, Kevin Lynch retiring, Jay Sean Tate and their head coach, Will Weaver, both heading over to the Houston Rockets in the NBA. So they've got a brand-new head coach, a rookie head coach who, in Adam Ford, who's been working towards this kind of opportunity for a really long time, and a bunch of exciting young talent that are going to get a shot. DJ Vasiljevic, Angus Glover has been in Wollongong the last couple of years. So look, they've got an interesting squad. The big question for me for them starting the season is Jarrell Martin, their new star big man import, ready to go? Is he ready to start the season at full throttle? Because I have a feeling maybe he's not. They're going to need to limit his minutes a bit in the early going, and that might make things tough for them to get off to a fast start.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch over the next couple of months how it all unfolds. Liam, who are you tipping to take out the championship this season?
I think Melbourne United should get it done for sure. We spoke about their favouritism entering the season, and they've got that ace up their sleeve with their second import spot, elite talent right across the roster, and a championship-winning coach at the helm. So I think getting into the season, it's their championship to lose.
Yeah, they do look like the team to beat. There's no doubt about that, Liam. We appreciate you jumping on this morning and previewing the season. We can't wait for it to get underway there tonight in Adelaide.
Great stuff. Speak soon.